Now, as you are aware of that aspect, being able to see from such a high distance, see the earth, see your physical body way down there, get that sense of being separate but yet one at the same time, where you can feel and know and understand all of these energies that are out here, all of the connection of all that is. And then from far, far out, you can even turn yourself around and look out through the sun, all the way through the sun, into the other solar systems of the galaxy, then to the central sun of the galaxy, then through that, through all of the galaxies that are outside of our galaxy, and all of the central suns and all of those galaxies, all the way back to the beginning, to the source of all our being, the central sun of the universe. From that central sun of the universe, see an out-breath which would be like a pulse of energy that shoots out from that central sun of the universe, from source itself. And that pulse of energy, you can see it as a golden light, a golden light that shoots down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through our galactic central sun, through all of the solar systems in the galaxy, and finally through our sun, through the solar system, all the planets in the solar system, connecting with all of the ships, finally coming down to the earth. See it as a pulse or a flash of energy, a flash of higher consciousness. Now begins to move across the planet. And as it does so, it awakens all of the crystalline structure across the planet as well. Even see crystals of many different sizes and shapes and colors begin to rise up through the earth, to come to the surface of the earth, rising up and meeting this pulse of energy. And this pulse of energy now moving through all of the crystals throughout the planet, specifically the Andara crystals, which are becoming enlivened and awakened again, just as they were back in the times of Atlantis and Lemuria. And the connection of the crystalline structure of the planet, crystalline consciousness of the planet. And know as the crystalline consciousness is becoming awakened, it is becoming awakened in all of mankind as well. The crystalline structure of man, moving from the carbon structure, cellular structure, to the crystalline cellular structure. And the connection with all of the crystals and the ability to hold the light here on the planet. The light that is continuing to stream down to the planet. It has been for some time. But previously, there was not enough crystalline structure here on the planet to hold the light. For those of the dark forces had done all they could to rid the earth of this crystalline grid. But it has now been reconnected and is coming enlivened and awakened. Again, fully activating. You can feel the crystalline structure, not only outside of yourself, but within yourself, and the activating, the connection of the two, both outside and inside, so within and so without. And all of mankind, all of life, on the planet is being activated and consciousness raised as this wave of energy moves across the planet. You can see it as a golden wave or a violet wave. It moves across the planet, washing over all of life, all living beings, whether human, animal, plant, or mineral, crystal. All across the planet, everything is connected. All is consciousness, rising, becoming one with the source of all, the connectedness of all. All is one and one is all. Feel now what that would be like in those moments when that flash, that pulse of energy moves across the planet as a wave of energy, similar to the waves of energy that have been moving across the planet up to this point, but much, much, much more intense. Intense beyond your wildest imagination of what it would be like. And you would begin to perceive what it would be like in those moments. Allow yourselves to feel that blissfulness that will come over you. Bliss that you may have felt at times in your life where everything was just perfect, everything was wonderful. But to take that time that you might be able to remember and multiply it 100 times over, you can begin to just get a small glimpse of what ascension is actually like. Now let yourselves begin to drift back. You left your Merkava light vehicle, go back to it. Find yourself back to your Merkava, coming back down to your physical body. If you were high up in the galaxy, come back to the solar system, back toward the Earth. You can move with the speed of thought. Come back to your physical body now. Merge back in with your physical body. Bring your Merkava light vehicle merged back in with your physical body, your physical instrument. As you do so, feel that connection, that crystalline connection that you had, connection of the crystal within you to the crystalline grid across the planet. Feel the oneness there. Come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Now, I am your Saint Germain. I asked this one if I could come at this time to be with you. Because of this time that you are in now, this time that you are approaching, you spoke of the event earlier in your discussion and what the event is and what would happen after and what has kept it from happening up to this point. But the truth is, my friends, that the event is already in process of happening. True, it has not developed completely as you would be expecting yet, but it is in process. It is the same as your ascension is in process. You have been working toward this culmination of all things coming together at once. All of the many events that have been spoken of are in process. All of the waves of energy that have been coming in are bringing you to the point where you will be able to fully withstand the great energy that will come from the universal central sun, from source itself. And that energy is coming to the planet now. How long it takes depends on consciousness of man, the collective consciousness of man. And yes, it is true. As the ones that are considered still of the dark forces, once they have been taken out of the picture, let us say, once they are no longer able to affect the changes, then the change over can fully happen. So you are in process now of that occurring. Everything that you have been doing is leading up to those moments when the full changeover can occur. For it is true that Source, Prime Creator, has said, enough is enough. And once that, those words, once that sentiment was uttered, then everything went into motion. All of those of the galactics went into motion, planning their projects, their many different projects, organizing their delegations that will be introduced to the planet, that are being introduced now to many of you in this group and in other groups as well. And as Kara has spoken to you, this particular group is being prepared for these contacts. We cannot go into too much information at this time about that, but know that it is all in process. And yes, there are still many things happening behind the scenes yet. Many things that even for those of you that have eyes to see cannot yet see. But it is coming, and those revealings of the truths are coming. Your republic, the new republic, or the old republic, however you wish to look at it, is coming closer and closer to announcement. It has been held off several times now, but it will be brought through. Just as many other new revelations will be brought forward. The truth is out there, and the truth shall be revealed. For it must be revealed. The dark forces cannot hold it back much longer, even though they continue to try, even though they continue to think they are holding on to control of the planet, but yet even they are realizing that they are slowly relinquishing that control. Still, many yet refuse to let go. But they do not have a choice in the matter much longer. So know, each of you that have been planning, preparing, not for days or months or even years, not even for centuries, but for thousands of years you have been building toward this as a collective group where old souls have truly come together again, as you know of as the 144,000. But it is more than just the 144,000 now. It is in the millions and millions of light workers and warriors that are working to bring this entire changeover into fruition, to bring the final crescendo, the culmination of all that you have been building toward. This is your legacy, my friends, my brothers and sisters, the legacy that you have been building and building and building and moving toward. All of that is nearly to an end. As Sananda has said many times, the finish line is right there in front of you. All you need to do is get that last bit of strength. Feel that adrenaline coming into you in those last moments as you near the finish line. And then you can cross the finish line. And once you do, as it has been said, many of you, because of who you are, because of the legacy that you carry, will turn around and go back across the finish line and help those that are struggling behind, those that are near the finish line. They will be the second wave. You will help them across if you choose to do so. And then those will turn around and help the third wave as well. Yes, there will be those who will choose not to ascend, and that is their choice. It is completely without judgment of any kind from us or Source. No one judges you other than you judging yourself. Always remember that. No one can judge you but you. I leave you now as Saint Germain, knowing that as these times continue on, and the times are becoming less and less now, fleeting moments are for you yet to transpire. Let go now. Let go of all preconceptions. Let go of all that may be holding you back for that final push that is required now. I am Saint Germain. I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and for the violet light to continue to bathe you, just as it bathed myself and many others before. Let it wash over you. Let it purify you with the fire of love.
Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Ma Om. Greetings to you. One who starts here to be with you. And no Shoshana, dear Shoshana, with us today, but we will muddle through and do what we can to answer your questions, if there are any questions. Before we do so, though, we have short message for you, and that message is to keep on keeping on. Keep going, even though you feel at times like you want to just roll up into a ball and go fast asleep and never wake up again. We know that you have those feelings sometimes, and we understand this. And this would be normal for you to have, but keep muddling through. Keep fighting for that finish line. It is there in reach. You just need to keep going. Get that adrenaline flowing, as Saint Germain said. Get it going for one last push. And the next thing you will know, you will be across the finish line. You will have made it. And you will look back on all of the lifetimes that you have gone through. And you will say, it was worth it. It was all worth it. Because I have arrived now. We have arrived now. We have made it. It is done. Do you have questions here now for One Who Serves?
Yes, One Who Serves. We have one from David through an email. and he asks, will the Draco and the Archons and others like them who are damaging the Earth be regenerated at the galactic central sun at the time of the event?
The answer is yes and no. The answer no is because they have already been so. Many have already been taken off planet, you would say here, away from the interference that they have been able to continue to hold on the planet here. And they can no longer do that because they have been removed from the picture, we would say here. Those that are in the fourth dimension and those that are on the planet in third dimension, many of them have been taken away. They have been offered the light, and if they refuse the light, which some of them did, not all, but some of them did, that is their choice. And as has been said many times, they can either be turned to the light or be consumed by the light. And in this case, they were consumed by the light, regenerated at the galactic central sun, as you are saying here. And that is correct. There are those that continue to remain here on the planet, both physical and non-physical. And those are also being attended to, we will say. And the ones that are physical here have realized, most have realized now that they have reached the end of their rule here. They will no longer be able to be in control. They have understood that. Some are still stubborn and continue to hold on and hold on, thinking that at the last minute they will be rescued. But this is not going to happen. There is going to be no rescue. There is going to be no recompense for them. They will be either taken off planet or meant to be in some ways turned over to the planet, turned over to the collective consciousness of the planet, and will receive their just rewards as a result of that. But some of this yet has not been determined as to exactly how this will go. But understand that those that have been in control for so long a period of time are no longer in control. Okay?
Thank you.
Would there be any other questions here now? No other questions?
I have a question.
Yes.
One who serves. Hello. James mentioned that earlier today that he had heard that President Trump was going to announce that John Kennedy Jr. was actually alive and he was going to show his.
This call is being recorded.
There we go. Now, you are wondering if we will hope to understand here if the John F. Kennedy Jr. is alive and if he is part of the announcement with President Trump, the announcements that are yet coming. Is this correct? Is this what you are asking?
Yes. Yes, it is.
We would love to be able to answer this question, but we are not allowed to directly. We can say that there is much behind the scenes that you are not aware of as of yet, but there is much inkling, many hints that are coming forward in many respects. The truth is coming out, and it is being leaked out little by little, and sometimes even more than that, and it cannot be held back. And these types of things which you are understanding have some accuracy to them. That is correct. We cannot say directly, though, if this one is still with you here, but we can say that there are going to be some quite large surprises that are coming forward. And as you have heard this many times, we do not want to ruin the surprise for you. So if we say one way or the other, then there is no more surprise, you see. So just sit back, relax, keep those seatbelts fastened, watch the get ready to watch the show, bring the popcorn out, because the movie is really getting underway here, okay?
Thank you so much, One Who Serves.
Would there be other questions here?
Yes, One Who Serves. Well, the other part of that question I thought was going to get asked was this some kind of a big disclosure supposed to happen on the 4th of July, and did it get foiled?
That we can say the answer is affirmative. There is a yes mm-hmm. to that. There was going to be a different announcement than what came out, and that was curtailed for various reasons. Cannot go into the reasons or into the timing here, but know that there was plans, and those plans will still come forward here. Okay?
Okay. Okay. And can I ask a question, too? That was kind of part of hers, I thought, but can I also ask another question? Would that be okay?
Yes.
Okay. It came out, Brad Pitt, it came out somewhere that Brad Pitt, one of our movie stars, if you will, had outed, if you will, the Hollywood pedophilia ring. Is this true? And is this going to like be one of the big dominoes that falls?
We will not say it is one of the dominoes, but yes, it is true. Sadly, there is truth to much of this. Many of your ones that many across the planet look up to as role models and such will turn out to be not such great role models. That is all we can say, and certainly we cannot offer names here or anything of this nature, but there is much truth that there is some very dark underpinnings behind your entire Hollywood scene here, we will say.
Okay, thank you.
Any other further questions? Nothing further? Then we
One Who Serves. Hi, I have a question.
Yes.
This is Vidya, and I'm concerned about the earthquakes that has been happening in California. Somehow I have the feeling that that particular area, I have seen some really mysterious energies underground, and it seems to me like those earthquakes has not been natural, but man-related somehow. Can you explain something about what's going on, please?
Thank we can you. Tell you that you are correct in your understanding that much of this is not the earth. It is not a natural occurrence. Whenever there is to be natural occurrence, those of the Alliance, those of the Galactics have been doing what they can to hold this off. There will be a crashing of the plates at some time in the future, but it is far into the future as we are finding it now, where there would be the great catastrophe of the California coast and all of this. But that will be much further after the changeover occurs. And there will be no need to be concerned at that point, because those that are to be affected by this will be easily able to avoid the situation at that time. As to the moments now and those things that are happening, these is the last gasp, we will say, of those of the dark forces that are attempting to create havoc here on the planet. But that which was going to be a great catastrophe was averted by those who were prepared to understand what was occurring and be able to stop it before it did. This is happening many, many times over and over again across the planet. those of the Alliance are aware before the Cabal can make their moves. And they do much to lessen the effect of what could be. Okay?
Oh, my goodness. Thanks, one who serves. I am so full of gratitude for my galactic friends. Thank
yes.
you so much.
Would there be any other further questions?
I have a question. When you run into a spiritual guide or a person in the matrix, how do you know if you'll see them again?
Please explain further. When you see them in the matrix, what are you referring to here?
Just like a person, somebody who's a guide who's helping you throughout your travels, throughout your journey.
And you are wondering if you are going to see them after the changeover, after the
yeah.
event?
Yes.
After the ascension? Most
mm-hmm.
assuredly. Most assuredly you will. Not only will you be seeing your guides and reuniting with your guides and your family from the Galactics and the Agarthans, but you'll also be reuniting with those loved ones that passed over here in these lifetime here. So all of that is ahead. Grand reunion is exactly what it shall be, much beyond anything that you can imagine here.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Anything further here? Question.
I have a question.
Yes.
Was President Trump going to announce the Republic on the 4th?
That is what we also cannot say directly, but as we answered in the previous question, that is all part of the expression that is to come forward at the time or the when the vibration. We try not to use time anymore. Well, we don't try. We don't use time anymore if we can help it here. We attempt to use vibration. So when the vibration is right for it, then it will occur. And many other announcements along with this as well. Much is planned.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any further questions? Very good.
Hello,
then.
One who serves.
Okay.
I have one
yes.
more question.
Yes.
Can you give us some ways in which we can take care of our bodies to help us go through the high energy vibration that we are feeling, not to feel dizzy or have headaches or feel so tired? Is there some other ways to help ourselves?
My goodness, dear sister, that is what we have been doing for many years here, working with this group here on these Sunday calls, doing this, maybe without you even knowing it was happening. Whenever you do these meditations, you are working with this. You are working to acclimate to the energies, working to be able to take these energies that are coming in and understand what they are, first of all, because then that takes the fear away. You see, if you start feeling dizziness, if you start feeling your heart palpitating and things like that, in the past, you would have had fear and think, oh my goodness, I'm having a heart attack. But now the fear is being taken away because you are realizing, oh, this is just an ascension symptom. Oh, this is just a wave of energy that is coming in, and it is stronger, but I can handle it now. This just occurred with the James, and he had that exact thought process go through. Oh, what is this now? Am I getting ill, or is this something to do with my heart, or something like this? And then he said, no, it is not. It's the energies that are coming in. It is simply the energies are getting stronger, and I will withstand it. And that is exactly what occurred and what happened, and shortly after that, it was all gone. So that is what we would say to you. Have no fear in the matter here. Fear will bring these things on even more so. Be in love. Be in joy. Be happy. Feel the blissfulness within you. rather than the depression, rather than those types of things. Go out in nature, certainly. That is always the cure for most everything here, as far as these ascension symptoms go. Go out into nature. If you feel this coming over, go out in the sun. Feel the sun hitting you. Go out in nature and see the trees, see the beauty in the trees and the plants. See the color as it is changing now because your third eye is opening. Have you all noticed that, by the way? Have you noticed the changing of the colors that are in nature now? The vividness, the brightness? Because you are moving into higher dimension here. And as the higher dimension continues to develop here, you will see in much, much more vivid colors than you have ever done before. We hope this answers your question somewhat. We have been working with this in various ways to get you ready for all of this. Okay?
Yes. Thank you very much. And I also want to thank you for all the synchronicities I have been experimenting these days, which has been wonderful. Happy to serve.
Very good. But don't thank us for the synchronicities. Thank yourself, because it is you and your higher self that is creating this. Okay?
When it serves?
Yes?
I have a quick question. What does it mean if you don't feel ascension symptoms?
What does it mean if you do not feel them?
Yeah, I mean, does that mean the energies aren't affecting you, or they're not entering within you? Or, yeah, so I'm not sure what that means.
We would say that it is correct. If you are not feeling ascension symptoms and these waves of energy are coming in and you're not feeling them, then you're pretty much on your way here. That is nothing to be concerned about. Just because you are not feeling dizzy or feeling heart palpitations or feeling stomach aches or these types of things, then rejoice that you are moving along and not having to be concerned about this, because these waves are coming in and they are affecting everyone across the planet in various ways, or various ways here. Various waves, too, but yes, various waves.
Okay, and one thing, though, if you had a prior pre-existing condition, let's say, for a long time, and it seems worse, you know, as these last years have gone by, could the energies that are entering make that seem like it's getting worse? I mean,
yes,
would that be an ascension symptom?
You are speaking of your back issue, correct?
Yes.
Yes. And your back issue, as we have given many times to you before, will not go away until you are ready for it to go away. In other words, we know you want it to go away, but you have not let go of the patterns that have brought it on for you. And we have spoken to you of this before. Those patterns hold on and hold on and hold on. And you need to let go of that. And the more that you focus on that these pains are there, they will continue to be there. Now, we know that is easier said than done. We hear that in your thing. Oh, yeah, you can say that, sure. You can say that because you don't have the pains in the back. But we can say that it will be alleviated as you continue to move into the higher vibrations. Because in those higher vibrations, higher dimensional frequencies, you cannot have these pains anymore. So focus on being in nature as much as you can. And this will help over a period of time to alleviate and even eventually eliminate all of this. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
We do need to release channel here now. We apologize, cannot take any more questions. We are going to release, but before we do, we just ask you to be ready. Continue to be ready. We know we've said this before, and you say, well, yes, one of sirs, we're ready. Bring it on, bring it on. But then when it comes on, it is sometimes too strong for you to handle. So then it is backed off. We're speaking of the energies now, the waves of energy that are coming in. And they will continue to come in and bombard the planet and all of life here on the planet as this continues on, as you move closer and closer to the event here, to the great changeover. And that is coming. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Shanti.